Okay, so hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 14th of July, 2009, and if you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Kaya Alftan, I'm 24 and I'm from London.
And how are you doing today?
I'm alright, it's been a long day. But fine, yeah, looking forward to this.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
I read about this quite a long time ago, I think when it was confirmed that this would be running. And then once this started, I read about this in the news on the first day, and that's when I applied, and I actually heard back already the same day.
And what inspired you to take part?
I thought it's probably going to be a one-off thing, so if I want to do it, I better do it now. And it's going to be quite interesting to be in the middle of London, in an important place, so to say, and completely alone. I'm looking forward to being alone. I was complaining today about how in London it's so difficult to find a place where you can just be by yourself. Although you have a lot of people looking at you, it's going to be quite a solitary experience, I think.
And what are your ideas for your hour on the
bit? My initial idea was to dress up as a seal, but in order to raise awareness for a certain seal. I'm from Finland, and there's an endangered species of seal. And I tried to find a seal costume, but the only one I could find was soiled, according to the shop, so I couldn't get it. And I thought about lighting small tea lights on the plinth, but then I heard I can't have an open flame. So I found a seal mask, a very scary one. And then I just thought that this 1 hour when I can be alone and I have to do something and I don't have many of the diversions that I'd have home, I'm just gonna do those things that I'm always thinking of doing when I get home and have time, like read and just think about things, see what it's like. I'm really sure I'm taking it quite as it comes.
And can you just elaborate on this, the endangered species of seal?
There's a subspecies of seal that live in a lake in Finland. And I think there are about 250 left, and about 25 pups are born every year, and pretty much 10 of those die every year in nets. And the government is reluctant to forbid net fishing in that lake because of the party in government gets a lot of votes from people who fish recreationally. So I thought Finns are Finns like to be liked abroad, so I thought if I attract some sort of opinion that would make people be ashamed, maybe that would help a baby, maybe, but that's not going to happen now. I have a seal mask. I don't know if I'm going to wear that, but I'm going to take it with me on the plinth.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
As I said, I'm looking for the kind of solitude, and also you're exposed to people and you can't really interact. I think it's going to be quite interesting. I think it's I think this symbolizes really well the day and age in which we live, how we watch people on TV doing things, and how people's, I have to admit, we all kind of, probably everyone who goes into the plinth, we want to do it because that's kind of a moment of undeserved fame, because we haven't really done anything for it. So we'll be in the same bracket as the Katie Prices and other reality TV stars in this world.
And what's your opinion on celebrities?
On the way it works now, I mean, it's always interesting. People have to have idols or people to look up to, and every time, every age has its own set. And I think where we live now, it's been so, in the time we live now, it's been so commercialized that it's kind of lost what it might have been before, when people could look up to someone as a role model, or as a model what they could do with their life. Whereas now it's very it's more higher turnover, and also the people that get onto or receive that status don't really, or it seems to happen by chance, like pretty much the draw for this.
What do you think about the kind of democratization of this art installation?
Of this project? I think it's good because often art is perceived to be something that's quite hard to grasp and isn't within the reach of every person. But I think through this, when there are going to be so many different people participating, so you can't really say that this is an elitist project in any way. But I think especially the forest plinth, since it has been used for so many projects, I think this is the one where people actually feel that this is something special and that it's actually open for whoever who has a good idea. Because now, instead of one installation, you'll have 2,400.
And can you just talk a little bit about your cultural background?
My cultural background? I am a Swedish-speaking Finn, so we're about 6%. I grew up bilingual. I spoke Finnish and Swedish, and then I decided to do my high school in English, and after that I came here to study, and I did a degree in politics, and now I work in finance, so quite diverse. I like London. I love being here. I think it's a great place, at least for now, because there's so many things to do. Like this, for example, couldn't happen in any other city, and any day you want to do something, you'll find it in some place or another in London. But I do miss the ability just to leave it all and go somewhere. But London is so hectic and so intense that you can't really leave it anywhere. I mean, you can always go home, but there you'll be within a couple of feet from someone else, to some direction or another.
And what about your current relationship with London?
Now, I think I've been here for a year, and I've moved once within London, and I've kind of found some place in London that I like, that I go to often, and some places that if people come over I can show them. But I'm only now realizing how big and how accessible London is, and somehow it's a very young city. You don't see many old people, and I often wonder where everyone goes when they get old. I'm thinking, is this just for time being, and where do I want to end up after? So that's what's always in the back of my mind, in a way, that it's great now, but is it just like crash and burn in a way compared to many other places?
And do you think that this experience will affect you in some way?
I think it's I don't know if it's going to change. I think it's going to be interesting to be exposed in that sense. I don't know if that's going to, because obviously you're not going to receive anything else than, you know, your friends texting you and telling how great it was that you were on there. But I think it's going to be a good experience, and every time I come to Trafalgar Square, I'll remember it, I was up there. And probably I'll see London a different way. And I think I'll feel more in touch with the place, maybe. I don't know, I'll see how I feel afterwards. But my expectations are that I don't really know what's going to happen.
And what are you hoping to gain from the experience?
To gain from this? I'm really happy to be part of this as a project. I sing in a choir, and I've performed quite a lot otherwise as well. I'm a classical singer on the side. And somehow I would feel more comfortable doing something like that, like actually having a reason why I'm up on a stage to do something. So I think actually just being there for the sake of being there will be the big challenge. And also because every person does something, you'll kind of have to, you compare yourself to everyone else who goes up there, and are you going to do more or less, and are you going to be more interesting or less interesting than they are?
So you have experience, previous experience in performing?
Yeah, I've sang for maybe 15 years.
And do you see this hour as a performance?
it is a performance of a sort. I don't really know if, I think it's what people make of it. You can perform to the people who are looking at you, or you can just perform by not interacting with anyone. It's definitely, I mean, performance is such a vague concept, but that's a good way of avoiding the question. I think, yeah, it is a performance, but it's not, because it's not prescribed what we're supposed to do. So it becomes quite, I think, in that way, it's not art, what we usually would consider it to be.
And are you looking to engage with the crowd, with the audience?
I don't know, possibly. I don't think so. I think I'm not going to talk to them. Unless they're really interesting and asking me a good question.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Yeah, it's good. My family can see it. I think they're quite keen to tune in and see what's happening.
And do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I'm looking forward to what's going to happen.
Great. Well,
thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.